to have kept you waiting, and I would like to start my explanation with my video on. This is the status of business in the Japan region in the third quarter. Kevin has already covered FY23, enterprise and consumer business. Left side is enterprise, and right hand is consumer. And enterprise business, for that we have Attack Surface Risk Management, Vision One, and XDR. And based on that, we are providing value through cybersecurity platform. And in addition to the IT budget, we are looking at risk management for the whole enterprise or security operations center budget. So we are trying to get more from different types of budgets. And also for the consumer business, on the right-hand side, we have beyond device security. We have been depending on mobile and PC, but we want to expand the types of services that we provide so we can achieve stable growth. And this is the outcome of enterprise business in Japan. We're penetrating cybersecurity platform and XDR implementation started finally in Japan, lagging behind the US and Europe. There is some characteristics of the Japanese customers to consider, but now we are seeing good growth. And XDR is increasing by 42% year-on-year. And also, when the customer starts to use XDR, what they tend to do is start using additional sensors and additional services around XDR. This means that sales from these companies are also increasing at the same percentage, 42%. So this is a very positive virtuous cycle. And after the implementation of XDR, some companies begin to realize that they need expert support. They cannot do this on their own. And MXDR, Managed Detection and Response Support, is provided from Trend Micro. And this is also growing very strongly. And the sales growth from this business is 3.5-fold compared to the same quarter last year. Now, really detailed incident response and other types of supports are now provided from Japan. And again, this is impacting our customers in a positive way. We go through partners, but we also provide services directly. In the past, our main business was selling products. But recently, centering around XDR, we can collect information, and we can look at the company risk and decide what needs to be done. We can provide advice in making these decisions. In other words, we are getting more budget from Security Operations Center, which is different from the IT budget, through these new services that we are providing. And this was lagging behind in Japan, but now we are seeing good growth. Moving on to cloud security, AWS Marketplace is very dynamic in the US and Europe. But in Japan, the customers tend to depend on our partners rather than trying to buy something directly from the marketplace. But still, we are seeing a very good growth at 49%. And also, SMB business, which is our staple, every quarter, number of customers is increasing.
And furthermore, with the Virus Buster, there is mainly on-premise that is facing the end of life, and so therefore there's a shift to the cloud that is taking place. And managed services by partners are starting to penetrate. And furthermore, our partners have been expanding on UTM sales. And in the SMB market, we have XDR functions that have started to be deployed. And it had just been one company that had been handling this, but now NTT East had made an announcement on this. And there'll be more partners that will be making efforts to the SMBs by adding the XDR functions for the enterprise market for this area as well. And so therefore, the services will be increased. And for each customer, we believe that there is going to be an increase in the revenues that we can generate. And this is for the consumer market. We have the Beyond Device Security product. And as shown here, on a year-over-year basis, we have a 56% increase. And there are various functions that are deployed here. And the user interface has been simplified. And from the beginning of October, we have moved forward with this. And 1 month has passed. And in regard to, there may be an increase of over 1,000 yen revenue per customer that has been increased. And so this has started as a standard. And for smartphones, there is a decrease in the number of smartphone dedicated shops. But we are satisfying the customers and there is lower churn. And so therefore, there is much emphasis on selling these products. And when it comes to device security for PCs and so on, there's been a new channel developed. And there's a lot of small businesses covered. And there are many cases where in the sales channel of smartphones, there are more and more requirements for securities. And so therefore, there's a development of new channels in these areas. Finally, in the area of security education, we have been working together in security education with police. And there are less proprietary Japanese mobile phones, and as we face an aging population, it'll be necessary to carry out security educational events in conjunction with police officials. And we are active in various ways in efforts here. And second, we have been moving forward with tie-ups with local governments such as IFCHO in Tottori Prefecture and in Awara City in Fukui Prefecture. And we have now agreements in place with those areas. And with that, we would like to move forward with greater efforts for penetration of security education in these areas. Those are the activities of Q3. Thank you very much.